Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Abraham Goldar, and today Maseches Yuma Daf Pei Vav, the eighth parak Yom Kippurim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah reported Rabbi Yishmael's teaching that there are three divisions of Kapara, describing what's required for Kapara after transgressing a Mitzvah's Aseh, a Mitzvah's Los Aseh, and if he committed an Avera that's punishable by Karas and Mrs. Basin. He concludes by saying, Avol Mishi Yesh Lo Chilu Hashem Biyado Ein Lo Koch B'Tshuva Lislos. But one who bears the sin of Chilu Hashem does not have the capacity to suspend punishment. V'lo B'Yom Kippurim L'Chaper, nor Yom Kippur to atone. V'lo B'Yisurin L'Marik, nor suffering to purge. El Kulan Tolin U'Misim Amrekas. Rather, all of them together suspend, and death purges the sin. The Gemara asks, what constitutes a Chilu Hashem? And Rav said, if someone like me, meaning a Talmud Chacham, would take meat from a butcher not given the money promptly, that would constitute a Chilu Hashem. Rashi explains that the butcher might suspect him of being a gazlan, and we'll learn from his example. Yitzhak Debir Rav Yanai said, anyone whose friends are embarrassed on account of his bad reputation, this is a Chilu Hashem. Point number two, the Gemara brings several statements about the greatness of tshuva. Rav Chama Bar Chanina said, great is tshuva, for it brings healing to the world. The Inyan Yaakov explains that medical treatments that were previously unknown will be revealed to cure the person doing tshuva. Once they're known, they'll benefit the whole world. Rabbi Levi said, Gadol tshuva shemagasa kisei hakavod, great is tshuva, for it reaches to the kisei hakavod. As it stated, tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem al kecha, return O Yisrael unto Hashem your God. Rish Lakish said, Gadol tshuva shezidonos nazal kashkagos, great is tshuva, for it, because of it, willful transgressions are counted for the person doing tshuva as inadvertent errors. The Gemara clarifies that this is when one does tshuva when motivated from yira, fear. When one is motivated to do teshuvah out of love, Rish Lakish says, Zedonos natsal kizchuyos, his willful transgressions are accounted for him as merits. Additional statements about the greatness of tshuva are brought. And point number three, review to say that Rav contrasted the following psukim. On the one hand, it's written, Ashrei nisui pesha kisui chata'a. Fortunate is the one whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is concealed. But on the other hand, it's written, Mechase pesha abu yatzliach. One who conceals his sins will not succeed. The Gemara answers that this isn't a difficulty. Ha bechet meforsam, ha bechet she'en meforsam. This second pasuk, which objects to concealing chet, deals with a chet that is widely known already, whereas this first pasuk, which advocates concealment, deals with a chet that is not widely known. Rashi explains that when people discover that he has sinned, kavod shamayim is diminished. If it's already known, it's to the sinner's benefit to admit to others so that it will intensify shame and remorse. Rav Zutra, the son of Tovia, said in the name of Nachman, kan be'aver shebein adam chavero, kan be'aver shebein adam mak. Rashi explains that if he sinned against his fellow, he should reveal the crime to others so they will beseech the victim to forgive him. If he sins against Hashem, it's forbidden to reveal it to others. So once again, the three points are number one. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah reported Rabbi Yishmael's teaching that there are three divisions of Kapara, describing what's required for Kapara after transgressing a Mrs. Aseh, a Mrs. Los Aseh, and if he committed an Avera that is punishable by Karas and Mrs. Basin. He concludes by saying, Aval Mishi Esh Lo Chilu Hashem Biyado, Ein Lo Koch B'Tshuva Lislos. But one who bears the sin of Chilu Hashem does not have the capacity to suspend punishment, V'lo B'Yom Kippurim V'Chaper, nor Yom Kippur to atone, V'lo B'Yisurin L'Marik, nor suffering to purge, rather, all of them together suspend, and death purges the sin. The Gemara asks, what constitutes a Chilu Hashem? Rav said, if someone like me, meaning a Talmud Chacham, would take meat from a butcher and not given the money promptly, that would constitute a Chilu Hashem. Rashi explains that the butcher might suspect him of being a gazlan, and we'll learn from his example. Yitzhak Debir Rav Yanai said, anyone whose friends are embarrassed on account of his bad reputation, this is a Chilu Hashem. Point number two, the Gemara brings several statements about the greatness of tshuva. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina said, Gadol tshuva shemaviyah ripos ha'olam, great is tshuva, for it brings healing to the world. The Inyan Yaakov explains that medical treatments that were previously unknown will be revealed to cure the person doing tshuva. Once they're known, they'll benefit the whole world. Rabbi Levi said, Gadol tshuva shemagasa kisei akavot, great is tshuva, for it reaches to the kisei akavot, as it stated, tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem al kecha, return O Yisrael unto Hashem your God. Rish Lakish said, Gadol tshuva shezidonis nasal kishkagos, great is tshuva, for because of it, willful transgressions are accounted for the person doing tshuva as inadvertent errors. The Gemara clarifies that this is when one does tshuva when motivated from yira, fear. When one is motivated to do tshuva out of love, Rish Lakish says, Zedonos natsal zechuyos, his willful transgressions are accounted for him as merits. Additional statements about the greatness of tshuva are brought. And point number three, Rabbi Yehuda said the rough contrast of the following psukim. On the one hand, it's written, Ashrei nisui pesha kisui chata'a. Unfortunate is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is concealed. But on the other hand, it's written, Mechase pesha abu yetzliach. One who conceals his sins will not succeed. The Gemara answers that this is not a difficulty. Ha bechet mefursam, ha bechet she'en mefursam. This second pasuk, which objects to concealing a chet, deals with a chet that is widely known already, whereas this first pasuk, which advocates concealment, deals with a chet that is not widely known. Rashi explains that when people discover that he has sinned, kavod shamayim is diminished. If it's already known, it's to the sinner's benefit to admit it to others, so that will intensify his shame and remorse. Rav Zutra, the son of Tovia, said in the name of Nachman, Kam ba'ver sheben adamo chavero, kam ba'ver sheben adamo makom. Rashi explains that if he sinned against his fellow, he should reveal the crime to others, so they will beseech the victim to forgive him if he sins against Hashem. It's forbidden to reveal it to others. All right, so now we go to Simmer Da Pei Vav, and our standard simmer is police. Police. So here goes. The Chilul Hashem police, who captured the guy whom all his friends were embarrassed of, had him read the Great as Tshuva poster, and advised him they should reveal his ben adamo chavero sins to the assembled crowd. Once again, it's a motion. The Chilul Hashem police, that must mean we're on Daf Peva, police. The Chilul Hashem police, who captured the guy whom all his friends were embarrassed of, which reminds us that one who bears the sin of Chilul Hashem does not have the capacity to suspend punishment, nor Yom Kippur to atone, nor suffering to purge. El Kulon Tolim Misim Amrekos, rather all them together suspend, and death purges the sin. The Gemara asked what constitutes a Chilul Hashem, and one answer was, anyone whose friends are embarrassed on account of his bad reputation, this is a Chilul Hashem. So the Chilul Hashem police, who captured the guy whom all his friends were embarrassed of, had him read the greatest Tshuva poster, which reminds the Gemara brings several statements about the greatness of Tshuva. Gadol Tshuva Shemevi Oripos Olam, greatest Tshuva brings healing to the world, it reaches to the Kisei HaKavod, and Gadol Tshuva Shezadonis Natsal Shgagos, when done out of Yira, Zedonas Natsal Zechuyois, when done out of Vlach. So the Chilul Hashem police, who captured the guy whom all his friends were embarrassed of, had him read the greatest Tshuva poster, and advised him that he should reveal his Bein Adam HaKavero's sins to the assembled crowd. Which reminds us, we have a steer in the Pesuk, in one pasuk says, Ashrei Nisui Pesha Kisui Chata'a, fortune is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is concealed, but on the other hand, it's written, Mechase Pesha'av Lo Yetzchiach, one who conceals his sins will not succeed. One answer is that a sin widely known is revealed, but one not known should be concealed. Another pshat is that Bein Adam HaKavero's sin should be revealed, whereas an aver that is Bein Adam HaMakom should be concealed. So once again, the Chilul Hashem police, who captured the guy whom all his friends were embarrassed of, had him read the greatest Tshuva poster, and advised him he should reveal his Bein Adam HaKavero's sins to the assembled crowd. All right, now it's time for a four-block back chazara. Daf Pei Beis, so the Simmer Daf Pei Beis is a pub. So here goes. The pregnant mother who was training her young children to fast in Yom Kippur was so overcome with a craving from the wafting smell of a chazer from the pub next door. Pub? That must mean we're in Daf Pei Beis. The pregnant mother was training her young children to fast in Yom Kippur, which reminds the Gemara discusses when to begin training children to fast in Yom Kippur, and that healthy children are trained a year earlier than sickly children. So the pregnant mother who was training her young children to fast in Yom Kippur was so overcome with a craving from the wafting smell of a chazer from the pub next door that she sucked on a juicy thin reed, which reminds us of the discussion about feeding a pregnant woman with a craving, and that at first we try to relieve her craving by sticking a spindle into the liquid of the prohibited meat and placing it in her mouth to suck, and ultimately, if she can't be relieved by any means, we feed her the very fat of the prohibited food, for there's nothing that stands in the way of saving life other than the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zorah, Ogili Arias, and Shvichus Damim. So the pregnant mother who was training her young children to fast in Yom Kippur was so overcome with a craving from the wafting smell of chazer from the pub next door that she sucked on a juicy thin reed, relieved that she wasn't violating one of the three cardinal sins, which reminds us the Gemara proceeds to bring the sources that one must give up his life rather than commit one of the three cardinal sins, and that the halacha that one must give up his life rather than commit murder is based on the svara of my chazit the damit didak sumach tvei. For what do you see to assume that your blood is redder than that of the victim? Daf Pei Gimel, so the Simmer Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The sick pogo stick champion, that must mean we're on Daf Pei Gimel. The sick pogo stick champion who told a group of doctors he desperately needed to eat, which reminds us of the sugya of when to feed a chola on Yom Kippur, and that Marba Ravashi was the more lenient opinion who said that wherever the sick person says, I need to eat, even if there are 100 experts who say he doesn't need to eat, we listen to him and feed him. For it says in the pasuk, Lev Yodei Amaras Nafsho, the heart knows the bitterness of its soul. So the sick pogo stick champion who told a group of doctors he desperately needed to eat leaped towards two huge piles of tevel and truma, which reminds the Malchus regarding one who is seized with bulimus, what one would feed him if he only had tevel or truma to choose from. Ben Tema says we feed him truma because he holds tevel is more chamer because it's prohibited to all, whereas truma is fit for a kohen. The Tanakama holds we feed him tevel because truma is more chamer because it cannot be rendered fit for consumption, whereas tevel can be rendered fit for consumption by separating the appropriate trumas and maisras. So the sick pogo stick champion, who told the group of doctors he desperately needed to eat, leaped towards two huge piles of Tevil and Truma and landed on a sorceress practicing magic on her mad dog instead. Which reminds us, the mission state of one who was bitten by a mad dog, we don't feed him from its liver lobe. Rush explains that even though doctors use this treatment, it's not a valid enough cure for which the prohibition against eating non-kosher food would be suspended. Then we're asked how the dog became afflicted with this condition. Rav says female sorcerers amuse themselves by practicing their sorcery on the dog. Shmuel said a ruach ra rests upon it. Daf Pei Dalet, so the Siman Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. The noble woman who kept her healing secrets in a rocket ship launch pad. Rocket ship launch pad? That must mean one Daf Pei Dalet. The noble woman who kept her healing secrets in a rocket ship launch pad, which reminds the one who feels pain in a sore, referring to a condition known as Sephidna, which begins in the teeth and gums and spreads to the intestines. We put medicine in his mouth for Shabbos because it's a Sephik Nefashos. And the Kol Sephik Nefashos Dokas of Shabbos. And the need to avoid any possible danger to life supersedes Shabbos. And the word brings the incident of Rabbi Yochanan, who got a noble woman to share a secret remedy for this disease, which he then shared with the public. So the noble woman who kept her healing secrets in a rocket ship launch pad for diseases that needed 8 days of treatment beginning on Shabbos, which reminds us that one may be Machal Shabbos to save someone's life, not only when there's a possibility that he may die on this Shabbos, but even when there's a possibility that he may die on another Shabbos. And the Gemara illustrates this halakha with the case of doctors who assess the patient requires treatment for 8 days, and the first day is Shabbos, which will then require be Machal Shabbos twice. So the noble woman who kept her healing secrets in a rocket ship launch pad for diseases that needed 8 days of treatment beginning on Shabbos was distraught when a father discovered them when he busted down the door to save his son, who had gotten locked inside. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa that we tend to matters involving danger to life on Shabbos, even when it's necessary to be Machal Shabbos, Mahazari's Harizim Meshubach, and anyone who's quick to be Machal Shabbos to save a life is praiseworthy, and he doesn't need to obtain reshus from Beis Din. If one saw that a child was locked in a room, and the child's very frightened, he may break down the door and take the child out. And the Gemara explains that this is permitted even though he intends to break down the door into pieces that he needs for some purpose. Daf Pei He. So the symbol Daf Pei He is a peh, a mouth, and we use a dentist. So here goes. The dentist, that must mean we're on Daf Pei He, mouth. The dentist who was pulled out from the lowest level of the clinic that collapsed on Shabbos, which reminds us, as the malchus up to where on the person's body does one examine to see whether someone is still alive in a collapsed building. The Tanna Kamma holds up to his nose to see if he's breathing, and the Yesh Omrim holds up to his heart to determine if there's a heartbeat. We also learned that if one checked and found the bodies in the top layer of the heap to be dead, he should continue to clear away the rubble on the chance that those in the bottom of the heap are still alive. So the dentist who was pulled out from the lowest level of the clinic that collapsed on Shabbos by the dedicated members of the V'chai Behem rescue team, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa that presents several opinions regarding the source for the halacha, the pikuch nefesh is dochas of Shabbos. Reviewed said in the name of Shmuel that he felt he had the best source, the chai behem v'loshi yamus behem. And Rava compares Shmuel's source to the others and shows that they can all be refuted except for Shmuel's. So the dentist who was pulled out from the lowest level of a clinic that collapsed on Shabbos by the dedicated members of the chai behem rescue team resolved then and there to do teshuva, knowing he would also need next Yom Kippur for kapara. Which reminds the final mission of the Masechta states, misav Yom Kippurim mechapri mimetshuva. Death and Yom Kippur are mechaper together with tshuva. And the Gemara infers from this that they're mechaper with tshuva, but on their own, without tshuva, they're not mechaper. And based on this, the Gemara suggests that the Mishnah is not in accordance with Rebbe, who taught that Yom Kippur is mechaper even when the transgressor did not do the tshuva. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah can even follow the view of Rebbe, for although one who does tshuva before Yom Kippur still requires Yom Kippur does not require the tshuva. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.